This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Marianne Harrison.
How are you, Marianne?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. And Marianne is the CEO of John Hancock. Now, almost everyone has heard of the name. You've been around since 1862. You've had 8,000 global employees. So we're going to later on go into your leadership philosophy and then the exciting part about your transformation. But first, let's start off. As CEO, what does the organization of John Hancock mean to you?
So John Hancock, it's a pretty special organization because it focuses on meeting consumers' needs, primarily on the insurance side, but also on the wealth management side. So it's really making sure that people are protected when it comes to their future, whether it is loved ones that you're leaving behind, making sure that there is monies for them so that they can continue forward on the insurance side, or whether it's on the wealth side, just to make sure that in retirement that you have enough money in which to live.
So let's talk about the whole organization. You became CEO in 2017. By nature, you're a CPA. What was your first thinking when you became CEO? And I know you didn't push for it. It just sort of evolved, right?
It did evolve, actually. And I came from Canada in order to take on this role as CEO. And it's been very interesting because when I came down here, I'm the first female CEO of John Hancock ever.
And since 1862.
Way
to go.
Thank you.
Love it.
Yes. So it, but what surprised me a little bit was the reaction, actually. I was surprised at how that really was a big deal in the community, that first female CEO that John Hancock has ever had. And I guess it made me step back and say, have we really come as far as we think we have come when it comes to diversity and inclusion? And that's something that has been high on my list, and it's been really important that we focus on that, especially having seen the reaction from when I came down. And so we've been doing a lot of different things. One of the things we did is hire a D&I individual to help us through this as an organization, because it really does need focus and special attention.
Well, okay, so as all my listeners know, this is a core issue to me. I've been preaching for like at least 5 years. We need to get to 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs. That's still only 10%, which is pretty embarrassing, but at least it's critical mass. We're only at 34 right now, so it seems mathematically impossible that 6.8% of the talent has risen to the top. So it's not just to do the right thing. It's an economic issue as well.
No, absolutely. And I think one of the things that we're trying to do is we're setting targets for ourselves to make sure that, you know, from a gender perspective, we're hitting what we think is necessary at different levels within the organization so that we can help see females through and up through the ranks. I think naturally having a woman leading tends to attract more women into the organization as well, which I always think is a good thing. But we do have to have a much more focused effort on it. A couple of things that we're trying to do is on the recruiting side. So making sure that we have a diverse candidate slate. So when we're using external recruiters, saying I require, you know, at least 50% or 40% of the candidates, not just from a gender perspective, but I would also say ethnicity. I always try and talk about diversity with the capital D, so it's more than just the gender side. But looking at a diverse candidate slate, trying to do things more from a blind perspective, not having names, just reviewing the qualifications of the individual, not being biased one way or the other.
So wait, I want to interrupt you. You will then, you're saying you will just, when you're interviewing, because everyone wants new practices, you will just have the qualifications and you will remove the names?
Can remove the names. And also,
you know who did that, by the way? The Philharmonic. When they were interviewing, they didn't want certain, I remember a guy played trombone, and they didn't want a certain person. And so they said, we're doing it behind a curtain.
Right.
And unexpectedly, a really young person won out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great practice.
Yeah. Another practice that we've done is our job descriptions. So we actually have a program that will look at all of our job descriptions and take out the biased language anywhere in the in the job description.
Give me an example of what bias language would be.
So it could be something where, you know, aggressive or highly energetic or something that might suggest one way versus another. And I always find women, myself included, are always harder on themselves when it comes to job descriptions. That typically you would look at a job description and feel you have to tick every little box before you would apply for a role. Where you really shouldn't look at it that way. And that, I do believe that men don't look at it necessarily that way, because the idea is that you're moving into a new job, that you are trying to learn something new. So you don't necessarily have absolutely every qualification. But women are pretty hard on themselves and tend to feel that they need absolutely everything ticked off.
It's absolutely. Speaking, my friend is Sharon John. She's the CEO of Build-A-Bear. And she said that women will only apply if they have at least like 95% of what's needed, while men will apply if they have 60%. But since men probably wrote the job description, the woman gets there. When the woman gets there, not only then she gets there, but she's overqualified, so they won't give her the job.
Right.
So it's a double whammy.
It's double whammy, yeah. And I do think that some of these practices helps take that unconscious bias out as well, which makes it better.
And how about for customers? How does this tie in with D&I into your customers and your interactions with customers?
Yeah, and I think from a customer base, I would say more still needs to be done. I think there's more opportunities for us to segment our customers differently and really focus on different aspects of the population, because I do think from a diversity perspective, the people have different needs. And so I think that is something that we can all probably do better at, is making sure that we're meeting the needs of those individual customer segments.
So explain to me, how would you actually go about segmenting the diversity of customer needs?
Well, if I look at women just in general, mm-hmm. A number of women actually deal with finances in the home. So a lot of
more
people
than
think
people realize.
More than people realize.
And this
realize.
Next generation, the handover of money is going, I think, something like 71% through women.
Right. So how you talk to those women versus how you might talk to a man could be different. And that's where some of the practices that we're employing, like human-centered design, which is all about...
Wait, human-centered design?
Yes, that's all about engaging...
That sounds cool, but I can't understand it.
It is cool, but what it means is you're engaging with customers as you're designing a product, as an example. So that historically we would design a product and we would put it out there and obviously hope that people like it. Now you're designing a product. You start by listening what your consumers' needs are. So women, different than men, may have different needs that they're looking for. So how do I design that product? And then you start with the specs, take it back out again, and see, does it meet your needs? And so it's really about pivoting and learning and adjusting in terms of the product development. And that's how you can get more at something more specifically for a segment area.
And how do you do that? Is that focus groups? Is it surveys? Is it just individual discussions?
Yeah, it's generally focus groups. That's probably the most effective way of doing it.
And what size is the right number?
I think it can vary, but I would say anywhere from, say, 5 to 10, depending on what it is that you're trying to talk about.
I will usually have one focus group of women, one of men. Will you separate them? Will you mix together? How do you do it?
Again, it depends on what it is. So if you're looking at the segments like we were talking about earlier, and you're trying to figure out what drives a woman, then you would have an all-women group. But in general, you would have a mix.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who are reinventing the fabric of America. We're here today with Marianne Harrison, who is the global CEO of John Hancock. And that's a company around since 1862. So right now we've been talking about building a more diverse organization. We're going to work more into transformation, but I want to ask you one more question. So when you hired the D&I officer, what was the job description, and what is the focus of what they're doing? You have 2 minutes until we take our first break.
So the job description was really trying to move us forward as an organization when it comes to diversity and inclusion, and that's in all aspects. So it's looking at how we're actually acquiring talent. It's looking at how we're managing the talent that we have. How do you promote the talent? It's helping us with our employee resource groups, which are resource groups that we have around the organization. So it's the job description was pretty vast in terms of what the individual was looking at. She has now come in. She's been here for about a year now, and we're already seeing movement. So she's making a difference. And you do that on the ground, talking to the people and trying to understand what actually helps our organization move forward.
What is the website if someone is interested in working at John Hancock? They want to be a broker? They want to be a client?
Yeah, it's www.johnhancock.com.
And we've about a minute left before our break. So just tell me what your first day was like as CEO.
Oh, it was interesting, you know, coming here, just trying to meet all the people, I guess, was the most important piece for me initially, and just trying to understand the culture and the environment here that we have at the organization. Culture is really important to me, and I think that as you and I continue in conversation, I'd like to get into the culture a little bit more, because that is something that really helps transform an organization as well.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear about that transformation and culture. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are here today with Marianne, who is the CEO of John Hancock. So, let's talk about you come in, and you've transformed on two levels, because one is culture, but a bigger thing is you've also transformed the industry of what life insurance is really about, and you need stuff that you do digitally with that too. So start talking about how you're transforming the industry, and then we'll go into the culture.
So when I first came in back in 2017, the focus was on setting a strategy and really understanding where we wanted to go. So looking at where we see the future going and where we are today and where we think the great opportunities are. And one of the spots where we really thought we could make a difference is how do we, as an organization, work with our customers over the years that we have, because we're kind of in a unique position where our customers are with us for a long period of time. Someone will get life insurance, as an example, in their 30s, say, when they're starting a family, and we'll keep it all the way through until death. So we're in an unusual spot where we have very long relationships with our customers. And so when we started to look forward, you know, who better than to help someone live a long, healthier life? And that's really what we were trying to do on the insurance side of the business. And we came up with a program called Vitality. And the whole idea behind Vitality is that we encourage people to live longer. And we've done it through wearable devices. So whether it's an Apple Watch, a Fitbit, or a Garmin, where people are actually encouraged to exercise. They're encouraged to sleep well. They're encouraged to eat better. All those things will help you in terms of getting rewards on your policy and also discounts towards your policy. But most importantly, it's helping you live a longer, healthier life.
What's an example?
An example of a customer.
So what happens?
Yeah, so a customer will buy the Vitality product. They will get an Apple Watch, and they will actually register with us with that Apple Watch. And then as they do more exercising, they'll get a
Let's take that question over. What time is it at?
Yeah, 12:14.
Sorry. It was about a minute before there.
I couldn't.
You're
going to.
It's writing. Diabetes.
I got it.
That's
now.
What we're going to talk about. Okay. So what's an example of how you're working with a customer with Vitality?
So to give you an example, if a customer has diabetes, for instance, something that they've been living with and trying to get under control, with this, we're trying to encourage them to exercise more, eat healthier, sleep better. All of those things are helpful for somebody with diabetes and helps them get it under control. So not only will you be helping yourself physically in terms of trying to deal with the struggles that you might have with diabetes, but you're also getting rewarded for it. So we're giving you discounts on your policy. An interesting piece is someone with diabetes tends not to rate as high from an insurance policy. Their premiums tend to be a bit more expensive. And so if you can get a discount of 15% on your policy, that's a big number for you. Yes.
And so does it actually have any impact on their health?
Oh, absolutely, because it helps them to control their diabetes more so. And so it is good for them to exercise. Those are the biggest things in terms of helping you with
diabetes. So does Vitality help more with people with diabetes or an acute situation, or does it help more with the general public?
It can help anybody, and I think that's the key message. When we first came out, a lot of people thought it was for people that were healthy, and so people who exercised and paid attention to their diet, but in reality, it's for anybody. It's an opportunity for you to live a healthier life.
Very cool. So now let's talk about culture. You do this whole transformation of industry on healthiness, and How does the culture play into this?
Yeah, so the culture is important that you focus on the culture piece of it as well. And one of the things that we did is refreshed our values. And that is really how we look at our organization and what's important to us as an organization. And that's a big change. We've been focusing on those values and how do we transform the organization more broadly. And it's doing things like obsessing about our customers, thinking big, getting it done together, doing the right thing. And the final one that we really focused on is sharing your humanity. And that's something
wow.
that we've been spending a lot of time on.
How do you do that?
Actually, we just had a really interesting session called our Signature Series that just happened a couple of weeks ago. And what it was is we had people that applied to be able to tell their story, something personal to them or something that's related to work, whatever it is, to tell their story. And we train them on TED Talks in terms of how do you actually talk.
You train them on how to tell their story.
We did.
What a great idea. What was the response to that?
So we had about 85 people applied. We had 10 people that we actually took through the extensive training program.
How long was the training program?
This was about a month and a half. And they actually just spoke to the team about, I guess, 2 weeks ago. And there were 800 people present. So these people, 10 brave souls, came up and told their stories in front of 800 people live. And it was unbelievable. The stories were very emotional. They were telling us very personal things about themselves. And it was just remarkable to see the reaction from the audience. You could have dropped a pin and heard it drop because everyone was so engaged in the discussion.
How did you come up with an idea like that? It's great.
Yes.
And I've never heard that one before.
No, one of the individuals in our organization actually had the idea and has worked
so
with TED before.
So that's the whole thing of big ideas
it
coming
is.
In, right?
Yeah, bring your big ideas and let's try. It took about 10 seconds to for them to sell the idea to me because I thought it was wonderful. And not only was it great for all the employees to hear the stories of their fellow workers, but it was great for those 10 people in terms of just even the public speaking. What they learned from this was phenomenal.
And here's the next level of that. Imagine next year. I bet you're going to have people line up where next year you have more than 10 people wanting this, and you're really going to have to, you know, siphon it down.
Absolutely. After we had a reception, and everybody was talking about it, and the number of people that said, oh, this was really exciting, I'd love to do this. And there were a lot of tears that day, I might add, so some of the conversations were very personal.
Is there any way someone could Google this on YouTube or something?
We are actually putting it on our YouTube channel. It's not quite there yet, but I think in a couple of weeks it'll be out there. Well worth listening to.
That sounds good. So let's now talk about, are there any, as a leader, any unique things that you do when you wake up in the morning, you say, this is what's most important to me. This is a practice I learned, and now that I'm CEO of this venerable organization, I can employ these ideas.
Yeah, I think it's about leading from the top and bringing energy to the organization and getting people excited about our mission and our values and what's important to us as an organization. I think those are probably the most critical pieces, and my job is really to help invigorate everybody. It's also to help get the problems out of the way, so make sure that people have paths for success, and so a lot of problem solving.
How do you get problems out of the way?
Well, people are trying to deal with issues, having them funnel up to me and then dealing with the problems head on. I think in making the tough decisions in one way or the other in order to make the path easier for people to get their work done.
Is it really hard? How do you make these tough decisions? Because now you have people's livelihood on the line.
Yeah, I think it's just about listening is probably the most important piece of that, is you really have to listen to what the issues are and what the people are saying to be able to respond to it.
So you've 1 minute left. Let's talk about the future of John Hancock.
Absolutely. I think the future looks great. You know, we've been doing a lot of transformational change. We're trying to be very innovative in our thinking and what we do. And my goal is to make sure that we continue to be innovative and help lead the industry. You know, the life insurance industry especially has somewhat been in the dark ages for a long time. How we deal with customers in the past is different than how we need to deal with customers as we move forward. And so I think it really is about putting the customer at the forefront and making them the center of everything that we do.
Human-centered design.
Absolutely.
Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you for having me here.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Eileen Fisher. How are you, Eileen?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. And we've interviewed before in the past, and we're going to talk a lot about women. But I want to start with one thing first. Just talk about what your original vision was for Eileen Fisher. How did you come up with it?
Okay. So, well, my original vision, I guess I came up with it in Japan, on a trip to Japan, and it was about, I was inspired by the kimono and the whole idea of timeless clothing. And, you know, I wore a uniform in high school and grade school and high school, and I wanted getting dressed to be simple. So I wanted to help women get dressed in a simple way. So I wanted to create a wardrobing system of simple clothes that were timeless, so that we didn't have to throw our clothes away. So that we had a sort of uniform like men, but better.
So then you got this. What was the biggest challenge that you had to overcome? And when you said, oh my gosh, this is, it's really resonating. People are getting it. They're liking it.
Yeah. I think the biggest challenge was just the beginning, like how to begin. You know, first I thought I'd have a store, but then it was like, oh, I had no money to invest in a store. And then I felt like I really needed to create the product. And so, you know, I had to figure out how I would show it or what I would do. I didn't picture a fashion show because that just wasn't what it was about. It was real clothes for real women. And so I found myself at a boutique show where it was a place where a small company sell to little stores around the country. And I was there with a friend who was a sculptor. He was showing his jewelry or something. And I thought, well, I could see this. I could do this. I could show my concept. I could put it together here as a whole. And when I saw it, was almost like I could see the marketing concept. I didn't realize what that was, but it was a way to show the whole idea. Because most of my I had friends who were artists and designers, and they were going to Henri Bendel's and Bloomingdale's and waiting in line to show the buyers their things. And I just knew I didn't have the confidence to do that, or that my idea wouldn't come across like that. So I had to be able to present it. So once I saw what would probably be the marketing concept, I felt like I could do this.
And talking about marketing, we're here today at CECP, and it used to be Committee Encouraging Corporate Philanthropy. Now it's Chief Executives for Corporate Purpose.
Yeah.
So let's talk about purpose.
Yeah.
Why is purpose so important?
Yeah. Oh, purpose is just the why behind what we do. And I think people feel that. You know, if what we do matters to us, then I think people know that, and it resonates somehow. It comes through.
And in the past, you told me something that, talking about resonating, it totally resonated with our CEOs. You said if someone doesn't have a purpose, what's the exact quote there?
If you don't know your purpose, then your job is to find your purpose.
How cool is that? How do you go about doing that, though?
Well, to keep asking yourself. And I continue to do that because purpose is an evolving thing. My purpose continues to deepen and broaden as I age and as I learn more about purpose. Like, you know, what matters to me? I ask myself sometimes, why am I doing this? You know, why? I you know, I have my purpose chair, you know, my story. I'll sit in my purpose chair and I'll journal.
Is it actually a chair?
It's a stool at my counter.
No
really
way. At home or at work?
At home. At home. And in the morning, I drink my coffee and I write.
And it's a purpose stool.
I affectionately call it my purpose chair.
I love that. Okay, so now we're going to go from purpose into a topic that for both you and me, and I think for all of America and the world, should be top of mind. I have a frustration that there's only 34 Fortune 500 women CEOs.
Yeah.
It's impossible mathematically that only 6% of the talent are women. And I think it's not just that we're doing the wrong thing and it's wrong socially.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wrong economic message, too.
Yeah.
We have all this talent. Why is this happening? And why can't we break over this hurdle?
Well, I'm not sure if I can answer that. I think it's just the sort of pipeline. I hate to say it that way, but if I think my father didn't encourage me to go to college, not only not encouraged, he told me he didn't think I needed to go to college.
Wait, you know, didn't he say, you once told me that, like he said, no, we need to have the money to send your brother to college or something? Yeah. Wait, is that true?
That's exactly
true.
Oh my gosh. Right.
Keep going.
Right. So, you know, I think we're kind of breaking through that time, so there haven't been that many women who've kind of gotten into the pipeline, into the level, you know. I don't think that's the only reason, but I think that's an important part of it, and I think that's why I think it is, I believe and hope it will change. I also think that there's something in the way business, the way we think about business, that's also changing, that's going to make space for more women, and which is, I think we're thinking more holistically about women, and I think that's what CECP is about here. You know, how does business take more responsibility for the people and its impact on the environment, understand its role and its possibility, and I think women by nature kind of, it's not put down men, there's a more holistic way. And maybe because we've had to raise families and you have to think about all these different kinds of things. Not that men don't raise families. It's not an either or. And some of it is just that, you know, I think women bring other things that are urgently required in our culture right now. And plus, it would be more fun if more women were. And we just all have more fun.
No. Absolutely. No, but it's also like I majored actually in college in environmental studies.
Oh,
and it's taken. This was in Michigan State. Like,
now
no
the
one
time.
Did.
That's
now
the
it's
time.
Taking 50 years, like, or 30
wow.
years, whatever,
that's
to happen.
So great.
But that's something also.
It wasn't even
that,
a major in my college. When
I think we were the first class. No one knew what it was doing. Okay, so let's. Let's go back to, I'm also on the board of Women Business Collaborative, which is sort of like...
Great. I love when men support women.
So this is the question, then.
For all of us.
What could men do to help create a better world where we have equal opportunity, position, pay, and power for all business women? What could men do to help that equation?
Wow. In a small way, I would say start by listening and including the women and asking them and I think you'll be surprised. They'll all be surprised at how much women have to say. I think one of the things that, as a woman, I'm glad I'm in an all-women's organization, otherwise I don't think I would have been able to sort of find my voice. But I think women have been enculturated to speak second, to wait. You probably don't find that with the CEOs that have made it to that level, but I think that I think in lots of little daily ways to begin to open up, to listen more, to include more women in more conversations and ask them. Like, I love that you're involved with that organization. Women know better than I know, because I'm in a women's organization, so I don't know what it would take in more of a men's organization.
So here's the thing. You say women's organization, men's organization. You and I actually spoke about this in the past, but there are differences and there are big benefits. Just give your take, Eileen Fisher's take on what the differences are, what the strengths of each are, how we work together.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I know the difference. I can tell you about what we do. I love this one wonderful man in our company, and he says, when I first came to Eileen Fisher, I was so shocked because nobody interrupted anyone. Like, people really listen, you know, so it's a different style. That's one thing. But I think women do. I think women just by nature want to talk to each other and want to collaborate and want to connect. What do you think? And what would you do? And I actually think the solutions, we get better solutions when we have more thoughts, more people in the room on it. I had this great meeting last week and 45 people, you know, which, you know, is a lot. We did this collaborative idea called Fishbowl. And we put in the middle the team that was, you know, working, doing the work. I was included that time because it was concept. And the others around the room were then engaged in breakout little small sections and talking, and we have this generous listing activity that we do that includes, we get as many voices in the room as we can in small groups, and then we bring people back together. Anyway, I'm going down a rabbit hole here. I'm talking specifically about a process of engagement, but I think it's the thing that women do by nature. We listen, we engage, we work with others. others. And I think it's not that men don't do that. It's just that maybe men can be brought along to do more of it and to do it a little differently.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greece, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Eileen Fisher. How are you, Eileen?
I'm good. How are you? But I think it's the thing that women do by nature. We listen, we engage, we work with others, and I think it's not that men don't do that. It's just that maybe men can be brought along to do more of it and to do it a little differently.
Well, and there you have it.
What do you see? Because you're in the more men's, or anyway, I'm not supposed to ask you. You're asking me.
No, for me. So,
but I'm just curious because I work in this all women's organization. That I don't even actually know how the corporate world works. It's crazy.
But I think there's a balance between bringing everything together.
Yes, there's a balance. And you're absolutely right. That's exactly right.
So here's the question. How do you collaborate when you have 45 people in a room? That's something I think men would love to learn.
Yeah.
So how do you do that?
Well, that meeting required quite a lot of structure, which men are good at. I mean, we're learning to be better at that. But it was a whole process of letting the first group speak and talk about what the work is, and then breaking out to the small groups and letting the listeners. That process is very. I'm gonna get lost. So
okay, but it's a cool one.
Bring
me
back. It's very interesting. We have quite a few different kind of processes, collaborative processes. We use a World Cafe process, which is a different process. It's very interesting too. Go ahead.
So a lot of
balance. I like your balance.
Yeah. How do you get the balance?
Because I actually really think we need both. Like you were saying, we need collaboration and lots of voices, but we also need structure and clarity and decision making and fast processes and things like that. So I think that men come with different innate sort of ways of doing things. I don't know if it's innate or it's just enculturation, but and women come from a different angle. And I think the balance, really, if it was equal in government, if it was equal in corporations, if it was equal at home and running the family and the children, the kids need their dad so bad, and it's getting better there too. It's so wonderful. But the equality, I think, brings the balance that will make us all thrive and make everything better.
And how about an innovation? You've obviously innovated like crazy. You're talking about how to collaborate, how to bring strategy and everything. Right. What is the future for innovation? What's the key to effective innovation?
Oh, man, what's the key? Wow. Well, I think... as a leader, I feel the need to recognize and support it, to see where the light is, where the excitement is, where the energy is. Energy. I see it as energy. It's like this project I was talking about earlier, where we're becoming like a circular brand. We're taking our clothes back. We've been doing that for 10-plus years, and now we're remaking the ones we can't sell. And it's an innovation, and it was just a little spark when I saw it. It was this talented, creative person, and I just saw her light up when she talked about it. So I don't know, innovation, can you say recognize the energy? That's too weird to say. That sounds...
You have to have a purpose stool.
Oh,
that's
yes.
what you need, right?
Right, there you go. Oh, that's good.
But is
like
it a
I
place?
I recognize it was part of the purpose. Okay, right. Go ahead.
It's innovation and purpose. They're all tied together, right?
Tied together. Exactly. Wow, that's good. I hadn't thought about it that way, but absolutely. It's like, what matters? Why are we doing this? We're doing this to make a difference. And this is another important piece. And this is going to close a loop.
And that's how innovation happens, right?
Right. Wow.
Cool. Okay, so
yes,
finally,
wow, that's
what
very
is
interesting.
What is the future? What is the
just
future?
Just connected the dots for me. That's good. Okay, the future? Go ahead.
I like that.
I
almost feel like I'm adding a little
value. Yeah, absolutely.
See, that's the key of collaboration. That's
exactly
the listening.
Right.
That's what you're saying. I just experienced how women listen,
right.
And that brings everyone in. So what is the future of Eileen Fisher organization, and then what's the future for Eileen Fisher person?
Oh, God. Oh, that's a lot. Well, the organization, I'm trying to kind of set the organization up so that the concept holds into the future as long as it wants to thrive, as long as it can. But the idea of simple times close, you know, creating a circular business, you know, become fully sustainable, those are the kind of things that matter. The future for me, well, I would like to see my third child, my company. I would like to see it thrive into the future and take on a new and more meaning going forward. And I'd like to see we have ESOP, the employees own the company. I'd like to see, well, I'm watching the employees step up, and it's pretty exciting, and see how and where, what visions they have to take it forward. Like when I started, I was thinking timeless design. I wasn't thinking sustainability. I didn't realize about the crisis quite like you did, since you studied environmental science. I didn't quite understand it when I started. So there'll be new things that have to be done. Women will need new things. Maybe men will need a new uniform too. I don't know.
And there you have it. Great having you again on
Thank
the CEO
you.
Show, Eileen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.